Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today's show is called Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson. Always be prepared. How can you always be prepared? I was wondering that question, and I reflected back on the times when I was with the Pathfinders in Switzerland, and there with our church group, we were boys and girls mixed, and we still called it Pathfinders. And our motto was always be prepared. What did that mean for us? What it did then, and actually even more so does today, for me at least, is having a positive attitude. Be my best, do my best, and give my best daily. Number one, knowing that I've been given and done my best helps me not to have any regrets about anything, because I did do what I could do and I gave it my all. Then another good one is actually to be thankful or to be grateful. And I don't know if I'm the only one who has some conflict with the comprehension of those two words or the definition thereof, or if that's because English is my fourth language. But I looked it up because there are very specific ways to use each one. And it says, we use grateful to talk about how we feel when someone kind to us is kind to us or does us a favor. In a card, for example, you write, thank you so much for helping us move house. We are so grateful. Love, and then whoever. Or at the end of the letter, when it's a formal letter, you can say, I would be very grateful if you could send me more information about your company for my school project. Not, I would be thankful. We usually use thankful when we are relieved that something unpleasant or dangerous didn't happen. For example, I heard you were in an accident. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. There was some damage to the car. I'm just thankful that no one was injured. So grateful is when you want to express that you appreciate what's been done for you. And thankful is when things have happened and you didn't get harmed or whatnot, so you're thankful for it. So I thought that was kind of interesting, that we have that difference between it. In the last show, I was talking about the word love with the Greek. They have four different definitions for love. And I just go, wow. So knowing languages, studying them, knowing the cultures behind it actually makes a huge difference. And that can be a blessing or it can be challenging at times, especially in my case, once in a while it's challenging because I think mostly in English now. However, there are moments where I go back to German or French or something else and I just go, interesting. Did I just say that correctly or not? Anyways, long story short, we need to be both thankful and grateful. And if you want to double check, just go to Webster's Dictionary or Google it, grateful or thankful, and it will give you the English grammar of today, what they both mean. To be prepared daily, always. I have a saying that I borrowed and I adapted it some, and it's called, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift from God, therefore called the present. Why does this mean so much to me, and why am I bringing this up here? Well, I've been doing some reflecting, some thinking, some pondering. which I do very often, especially before I talk on the show, to see what is actually going on in life, how can we make changes for ourselves or the loved ones around us. And this is actually about us, you, me. Because if we don't take care of ourselves first, we can't help anybody else. Now, back to the saying that I just said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. What does it help us to live in a past? Can we change it? No. The past has happened. We cannot change anything. So let it go. Learn from it and let it go. Everything else you can't learn from, let it go. And then the future. Do we really know what the future holds for us? Can we work towards it? Yeah, we can work towards it, but we don't really know what's going to happen. What's happening with the present, though? I think that's the one we are in control of. We're in charge of it. We can make the best out of it. So there again, be your best, do your best, and give your best daily so you won't have any regrets. That goes definitely for the present. And that's where we live in, and we need to do what we can to, as I said, make the best out of life. When life throws us a curveball, how do we perceive the curveball or the curveballs? How do we handle them? What are our thoughts? Well, I was thinking about a few different incidences in a very recent past that I got to learn from. And one of them, for example, is the weather. You have plans to go somewhere. However, you know your vehicle is not equipped to go through these different weather, weathers. For example, just from Southern California going up to the mountains where it snows. In low areas, Oceanside, Long Beach, Los Angeles, Huntington Beach, all these places that are down by the ocean, we don't get snow. We do not need winter tires on our regular cars. So are we prepared? This weekend, it's snowing up in Big Bear very heavily. And I just got some pictures from up there. I do have a house up there, and that's why I know what's going on, and my daughter lives there. So it's just kind of amazing to see that the snow finally started sticking to the ground. Before, we didn't really have snow. It was all man-made, and that made a huge difference. So now with having real snow, is my car equipped to go up? Yeah, I have one that's a four-wheel drive, and it makes it up through the snow with winter tires and everything. But my husband doesn't. And quite often, since we're still working up there, we take his truck, and that one is definitely not equipped to go up the mountains, the steep hill with snow and ice. So what are our choices? Well, we stay in Long Beach where we can get our things done that need to get done, and the next time when we can go up, we have more to get done up there, but we're ready for it because it's all prepared. So it's not a waste of time, it's just changing priorities to something that we can make the best out of it while we're down here, and then be prepared and ready for when we go up there so we can continue the jobs up there. It's so awesome how things work out. We just need to find solutions. Every problem has a solution. Another little curveball that just came my way was totally amazing. I mean, I was so floored, I couldn't believe it. I went to see the optometrist on Tuesday, on the 20th. And she goes, okay, you do have some cataract, you do have this, you do have that. I'm going to send you a referral to the ophthalmologist, which is more of a specialist for the inner eye. And I got the note to schedule an appointment after I already had the appointment the following Thursday, 2 days later. And there we found out that I have cataract in both eyes. And since it's preventing me from being really safe on the street because I can't see everything too well, too clearly, I'm going to go in for surgery in April. It's not something I have planned. It's not something I wanted to do. However, knowing that this little surgery is going to make huge changes in my vision, the doctor who's performing it did a fabulous job with my father-in-law, and I totally trust the doctor, and I will send up some prayers before I go in. I can tell you, I'm actually looking forward to having better vision afterwards. So, what is the change? A few days out of my schedule that I did not have planned for, that I didn't have planned for surgeries. And even though it's not a major one, I still need to take it easy for a few days and not put my head down too much and not drive. That's all okay, because that's just a short-term little curve for the better. And the outcome is going to be so much clearer in vision and in everything else. So I'm looking forward to it. The death of a loved one can throw us a curveball. And I have mentioned it over the last few weeks. Since I got back from Europe visiting my family, especially my older relatives, 82 to 92, I have lost one cousin in her 40s. I have lost two relatives, an aunt and an uncle, and a friend. And I did not have any sorrow, any bad feelings, because I got to spend the time with them before they went. Yeah, my cousin's too young. She was in her 40s. But I never had really much contact with her, unfortunately, because I don't even know when she moved to Canada from Switzerland. And I know I moved to the United States in 79. So I've been here for 39 years. So that makes huge changes. But again, I have no regrets because I was able to be there. A birth of a child or an animal can have a big impact on our lives. I know of two people right now who did not know they were pregnant. One, when I was a nurse back home, she was 8 months pregnant when she went to the doctor and she said, "I don't get it. What's wrong with me? Why am I gaining weight? What is wrong? I never had sex," she said. Well, that I'm not sure about it, but anyways, there's different things that are happening. But she was 8 months pregnant. And just recently I found out from a friend's daughter that she gave birth and she never knew she was pregnant. She barely gained any weight. She never felt the baby move. And at 9 months, she gave birth to her baby girl. I mean, that's amazing. And the other one that's the closest to me is my husband. His heartbeat was never, ever heard during the entire pregnancy, only his twin sisters. And she was born, and the nurse went into the waiting room and said, "Mr. T," and he goes, "Yes, you have a bouncing, beautiful baby girl." "Okay, thank you." 15 minutes later, she came out, "Mr. T, you have a handsome little baby boy." And he goes, "Well, what is it?" She goes, "Both." You should have seen. I mean, I wasn't there. I would have loved to see my father-in-law's face. Totally shocked. But that was another one. That was a curveball in his life. He thought he's going to have four children. And whoops, he was faced with five. That changes the finances a bit, doesn't it? So another one that can change some curveball is falling in or falling out of love. Curveballs don't have to be bad. They can be very pleasant, but they're just a change, something unexpected. And it can be really, really good for you to go through that and face it and learn from it and appreciate it. Or driving a car. Oops, just before I started the show, my 4x4 outside started beeping at me. And the weird thing is my husband put a brand new battery in it. And since then, it starts beeping. Before, it didn't. So I had to go and start the engine and let it run for a while. And those are all things that, you know, it just happens. You just do what you need to do. It's nothing life-threatening, but it just needs to be done. Road conditions I already talked about. It's not just snow. It can be rain. It can be fog. It can be accidents. Anything. Be totally alert, awake, and responsive when you're on the road. Don't just look out for yourself. Look to the right, to the left, in front of you, behind you, in a mirror. You don't have to turn your head for everything. That's why we have all those mirrors. But make sure you're fully aware of your surroundings. That means being prepared. Our daily activities, what are they? Some people do more daily activities than others. I'm not just talking about getting up, getting dressed, brushing teeth, brushing hair, washing face, putting lotion on to protect your face from the UVA and UVB rays, those things, fixing food, whatnot, whatnot. I'm talking about walking, moving, exercising, all things that we do, drinking water, such an important daily activity. Do you know that we should drink a minimum of your weight, body weight, ounces, 50% of it in water per day, a minimum, better 100 to 128 ounces, depending on your size and weight and all that stuff. Why? Because it helps you kickstart your body. If you take your first glass of 8 ounces in the morning, even before you get out of bed or just sit up in bed and drink it, that's a great kickstart for your body, and the whole day is going to go better afterwards. Drink a glass every hour while you're up, and stop drinking about an hour or two before you go to bed so you don't have to get up the whole night. Again, ways to be happy and healthy. Flush out the toxins. Go for balanced health, including healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. If you have some chatter in your head that tells you, I can't do that, my family always struggled and whatnot, I have 3 words for you. Stop, challenge, and choose. What do those words mean? Stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. And then choose the behavior that supports what you really want. So important. So that's for the emotional and mental and things like that. And now let's go to the health one. How do we know that we're healthy or not healthy? What are our plans? So what are you in your, or where are you in your overall health? Let's start with a healthy body. Are you at a healthy weight, healthy eating, healthy sleep, physical activity, relaxation, safe and healthy environment, home and work? That's the body. Let's go to the mind. And actually, you can give yourself a number, 2, 4, 6, 8, or 10, and just keep track of it. Then for the healthy mind, are you in a strong relationship? Engagement at work, fulfillment. Do you have spiritual time, community involvement, hobbies and fun? Again, rate yourself 2, 4, 6, 8, or 10. And the last one, healthy finances. Do you have finances in abundance? Can you live in freedom? Do you have money management? Savings for the future, resources to create memories and experiences, community to contributions. Again, rate yourself 2, 4, 6, 8, then add it up. And then you can let me know where you are so I can see if indeed I can help you. And if yes, where? Also, some other things are, My story, I think I told you once before, I'm going to do it in 90 seconds or less. 2 years ago, I ended up at 178 pounds at 5'1", depressed, sad, no energy, pain. Then I discovered this program that I'm on, and I put my website there, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, where you can sign up and ask me questions, and I can help you journey towards optimal health or find the best program for you that's suited for you to help you get healthy or healthier, to give you guidance, support, journey with you. Those are all important things. Now, 6 months later, after I started that program, 122 pounds, I'm now around 125 or so, still very healthy, happy, no pain. I am actually off my cholesterol and blood pressure pills because I'm doing so good. Man, can you tell me I'm happy? Yes. Talking about the daily routine and habits, what is this? What are they? We all have habits. Some are good, some are bad. So let's change the bad habits or the habits of disease to habits of health to make sure that we have a healthy routine every day and we can go from there. And I'm there for you and with you. And then, of course, because I had all these wonderful experiences and I loved what I experienced with the program, I decided to pay it forward and I have become a health coach. And now I get to teach others on how to live happy and healthy. Yeah, that is so amazing. And I am, you know, in seventh heaven or in cloud nine, whatever you want to call it. Another thing that I always refer to is actually the dash in our life. Remember I said yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. Yeah, so with the dash, it's actually the dash between the date of birth and the date of death. And everything we do in between there is what's important. That's what the people remember. They can forget their your birthday. They can forget when you passed. Okay, I wouldn't be talking to you if you passed, but if anybody passed, they don't remember that. But they remember the good things that were in between the dash. And I did put the poem, The Dash, in there by Linda Ellis that you can download as a little present. And I want to read one of them to you because she has a lot of collections with The Dash that have an impact on my life. And the one that I like right now for today, I read several of them, this is the one that hit home, is, if we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real. And the poem is titled True and Real. Knowing yourself, finding your true purpose in life, is the essence of true and real. You have to be, before you do, to have lasting inner peace. In other words, making a living is not the same as making a life. Find what makes your heart sing and create your own music. Many people work all their lives and dislike what they do for a living. In fact, I was astounded to see a recent survey that said 53% of people in the American workplace are unhappy with their jobs. Loving what you do is one of the most important keys to living a true and real dash. You can't fake passion. It is the fuel that drives any dream and makes you happy to be alive. However, the first step to loving what you do is to self-analyze, to simply know what you love. We all have unique talents and interests, and one of life's greatest challenges is to match these talents with career opportunities that bring out the best in us. It's not easy, and sometimes we can only find it through trial and error, but it's worth the effort. Ray Kroc, for example, found his passion when he founded McDonald's at the age of 52. He never worked another day of his life. John James Audubon was unsuccessful for most of his life. He was a terrible businessman. No matter how many times he changed location, changed patterns, or changed businesses, he still failed miserably. Not until he understood that he must change himself did he have any shot at success. And what changes does Audubon make? He followed his passion. He had always loved the outdoors and was an excellent hunter. In addition, he was a good artist and, as a hobby, would draw local birds. Once he stopped trying to be a businessman and started doing what he loved to do, his life turned around. He traveled the country observing and drawing birds, and his art ultimately was collected in a book titled Audubon's Birds of America. The book earned him a place in history as the greatest wildlife artist ever. But more importantly, the work made him happy and provided the peace of mind he'd been seeking all his life. Throw your heart over the fence and the rest will follow. Norman Vincent Peale. I mean, there are so many poems in this book, Ash, making a difference in your life. And I have another one called No Glass Ceiling, Just Blue Sky, a women's guide to building great teams by Mercy Blachowiak, forward by Mac Anderson, that has to do with the Dash also. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of joy, something to look forward to, something where you might be able to find some peace and relaxation and the true yourself. Find your passion and follow it. Create your own happy, healthy mind, body, and finances through passion, through what you love. That's what I'm doing now. Remember at the very beginning of the show, I said I was a nurse. I'm a certified health and fitness, health and wellness coach now. But I was a nurse and a fitness trainer and an educator and a speaker and an author. And now I get to do it all through health coaching, because anything and everything we do actually has to do with health, financially, mentally, and body. And when one is not working well, it affects the others. Remember, people who are depressed, they go to the doctor. And the doctor prescribes a medication. And the medications have side effects quite often. And the side effects go, and it's a catch-22. And quite often, most people have a copay to go to the doctor, have a copay for medication, and some of them are not expected, you know. So it's an unexpected expense. Actually ruin your finances. So let's work on your healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. If you have questions, go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com and, you know, sign up with me and I will help you journey along with anything you need help with that is in my power, so I can refer you to somebody else. Remember, I am not a doctor, but I am a health professional. And I just want to tell you, I so appreciate you. I love you all. You can contact me also on my cell phone, 562-335-4956. Leave a voicemail or a text, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. For right now, I'm ending with, until next week, stay empowered, happy, and healthy, or journey towards that goal. Take care.